name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on Trafalgar Square for the One Another Project on the 18th of July 2009 at 6:15 a.m. If I could ask you to state your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
My name's Will Gould, and I'm 34, and I come from Canterbury.
Thank you very much. When was it you first heard about the One Another Project?
I think I heard about it quite early on when it was being proposed, by sort of following the arts press, and that Gormley was planning to do this thing. And then I heard about it, kind of, one of my friends told me it was, the applications were open, probably about 3 months ago, I think it was. Yeah. That's when I put my application in. Yeah.
So what was it that kind of motivated you to put the application in?
It just seemed like an opportunity too good to miss, really, an interesting thing to do. And I was quite interested in Etting Gormley's work, and so to be part of it would be certainly interesting. I wouldn't say I was a big fan or anything particularly, but I thought it was an interesting thing, an interesting project. So, my friend put a name in for it, so I thought, yeah, go for it and see what happens.
So how did you feel when somebody called you, presumably, to let you know that you've been...
I got an email, I think, saying congratulations. And I sort of thought, oh, right, I've got to sort of think about it seriously now, because I hadn't really thought about the actual realisation of it. You know, it was just like a thing to apply for, to not miss, kind of thing. But then, I had to start planning something or think about it more. Yeah.
So what's it you're going to be doing when you're up there?
I've got a bicycle-powered generator... that I'm going to be powering some hair clippers to cut my hair off with, hopefully, if it all works, which it should do. And it's a setup that I do kind of arts workshops in school, and it's a setup that I learnt from some people who have a bicycle powered cinema, and they sort of do courses in how to set these generators up, and so I've put it together, and I've done a couple of things in schools, kind of running, getting the kids to set it up and run. They ran a chocolate fountain at the school fete, one of them, which was just powered by them pedalling. So it's a kind of setup I've used before, so hopefully it'll work okay. And it's just nice because it's a kind of self-contained unit, so it's, everything's, doesn't need anything external, which is good for this kind of thing.
So what equipment are you going to be taking up there with you?
I'm taking a stand for the a bicycle, and a stand which the back wheel goes up on, and a little generator and a capacitor, and then and the hair clippers I can plug into that, which will run it. Yeah, and that's a lot, really. That's all I'm taking.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Can you explain the significance of cutting your hair off a little bit, of the story?
I don't know, there's lots of different parts to it for me, really, because I've sort of always, from when I was at school, I've kind of always just had long hair and then cut it off and it's grown again. And so it's kind of become part of my identity of sort of having long hair sometimes and then cutting it off, and people always say, oh, you chopped it again, and it takes a few years to come back again. So there's a bit of that, and also of... just when I applied, a friend of mine had cancer, and she was, she just died actually just when I applied, but she was part of a group of us artists who got together on an art course a few years ago, and as part of that, when we kind of introduced ourselves, we had to do something exposing about exposing who we were, and she had big frizzy red hair, and she cut some of her hair off for that, and kind of lost it all that she'd had all life. So I was sort of thinking of that process and a kind of tribute to that, that way of exposing yourself, and a tribute to her as well. So I'm raising money for cancer research as well, and this by doing this.
So what kind of reaction or impact are you expecting or hoping that your plinth would have?
I'm not sure really. I haven't thought about that. I was hoping it'd be quite quiet because it's this early-ish in the morning, and there wouldn't be too many people around. I could just get on with it, So I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about the the reaction.
Who have you brought down with you?
I've lots of people I've contacted to ask them to donate, sort of tried to get as many people on a contact list as I could. But there's a few friends who said they'd come up this morning, about 6-7 of them I think are going to come up, and if they make it this early, I don't know, but yeah. And lots of other friends that are going to be watching online, hopefully.
So what would you say you're doing this for, ultimately?
I'm not sure, really. I suppose it's kind of, well, it's for it's for the kind of to raise money for charity in a way, but it's also helping me to sort of feel like I'm putting something in for losing a friend of mine, and my cousin's just died of cancer as well just recently, and so I'm hoping I can feel that I'm putting something back, you know. Well, and sort of exposing my frailties as well, hopefully, by being on the plinth doing it all, you know.
Okay, thank you very much. How are you feeling an hour before you go up?
Quite looking forward to getting up there now. A bit impatient, you know. I was sort of nervous yesterday, thinking it was finally coming to the day of doing it, and it was actually going to happen rather than just an idea. I'm not feeling too nervous. Just looking forward to getting up there, really, and dealing with whatever the situation is up there. But it looks like it's a nice day, so it should be good, I think.
And what hopes or fears have you got for the experience and then maybe being part of the project?
I'm not sure. I'm a bit worried that things might not work, because I've got lots of things to connect together and things like that, and the actual practicalities of it. And I don't know, just to see, I'd be interested to see kind of, I've not been able to check out many of the other people that have been up there, and to see what kind of what it comes together as a whole, when if it does come together as a whole. I presume there'll be something, or just whether it's just seeing it over and over again, I don't know, but you know, once something like this has happened, then it sort of changes things a bit. It's given one a slightly different look on just how people are, and I think if you get to see people's kind of inner workings a bit more, so I'm hoping I can be part of that, you know, contribute to that.
And you explain this. Can you explain a little bit the significance of art? Like, how is it you kind of work with an arts background?
I'm a gardener, and I studied art as well after training to be a gardener. And so I've been working sort of arts education in schools, doing workshops for the last like 2-3 years, sort of building up, doing stuff. So I feel I'm sort of in the arts area a bit.
And what feels important about this particular this project, or being a part of this project?
Just because it's so sort of broad ranging, I think, and nationwide and everything, and, you know, it's just a sort of slice of everything, really, for this point in time, what people's concerns are and things.
How do you think the experience might affect you or change you, if at all?
I don't know. I think it might sort of be quite empowering in a way, going through the process of being up on a plinth in the middle of Trafalgar Square. It's quite that's, you know, why it's scary beforehand, but actually afterwards, you know, these things are sort of rewarding after you've done them, but even though they're scary beforehand. So yeah, so I feel that.
Closing or final comments on the project as a whole, and being, you know, being a part of the project as a whole.
I don't know. It seems like a really I can't think what the word is, but it seems to kind of bring. It's kind of brought lots of people together, and lots of people I've certainly from when I've been sending out contacts saying what I'm doing to people. It's not just been like my arts friends that I've been contacting or my family friends. It's kind of brought a lot, because it's had kind of quite a bit of coverage, people from every aspect of life and things have heard about it and are kind of interested in it, just because it sounds a bit odd, an odd thing to do, I think. So it has kind of brought, certainly for me, it's brought all the different people that I know together as into sort of an idea that they're, you know, they're aware of, and that's, I think that's a valuable thing. If people think this is rubbish what people are doing, it's certainly people are watching them do it and thinking about them and aware that what people are doing. So yeah, that's, yeah, that's the main thing I think it's doing. Yeah.
And what would you say finally, sorry, what would you say kind of you feel is kind of most important to you at the moment? It might be related to the project, or it might be kind of more general. Most important at the moment.
Just generally, or do you mean, I'm not sure really. It's always important to me, sort of, kind of figure out an identity, my identity, you know, who I am, sort of thing. And certainly coming up with something like this, it makes you sort of focus on that a bit more than usual. And so that's, yeah, that's the main thing that's important to me, I think. Yeah.